special guest exclusive podcast right here on the trackhead8.org website. Folks, today is March 15th, 2023, and I hope you all are having a very wonderful and blessed day. As always, we're keeping the programming moving along with Terrell Blackstar. And ladies, as usual with Terrell, we're going to get the latest Dark Star report. We'll break down the latest, economically speaking, which is probably the hot topic of the hour, of course. What's happening politically, geopolitically, pandemic latest. Since last time Terrell and I talked, there's more talk of bird flu, a few more cases out there in Asia. One girl in Cambodia died, two isolated cases in China. Marburg is now, I think, over 10 deaths, I think, in that little area out there in Africa. I forget if it's called Senegal or somewhere down there. So in any case, we'll hand it over to Terrell in just a moment, but just a reminder, follow TrackHead8 across all your major social media outlets. Don't forget, 3 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm available consultation-wise. You can reach on out to me with the exception of Sunday, and I'll be ready to go. We could do face-to-face. We could do phone chat. It's been great to get to know some of you TrackHead8 followers and some new folks even over the last few weeks. Substack. We are on Substack. I posted a Dr. Tim Fetzer talk there yesterday, so do check that on out. It's the backup page to TrackHead8. If I ever go down here on WordPress due to censorship issues, hopefully we won't, but if we do, I'll be over on Substack. And don't forget about the Marie Jolie Jehenny TrackHead8 exclusive movie I put out in 2019, vimeo.com. Just simply search 3 Days of Darkness and check it on out. The direct link, by the way, is vimeo.com/on-demand/ Marie Jolie movie, by the way, if you're trying to find out. I had a few people saying they couldn't locate it. Don't forget about our sponsors. We thank all of our sponsors, past and present, here at TrackHead8. Samantha Weising is running a wonderful lottery, if you will, for 3 copies of a palm-sized essential oils mini handbook. All you got to do is contact her at samantha.weising@gmail.com. Put your hat in the ring, so to speak. And the winners will be contacted during Holy Week. So, Samantha, thank you for all that you do. Again, that on behalf of doTERRA Essential Oils. You've got Kathleen Loney taking orders for the Sacred Heart flags for your property. Contact her at KathleenLLoney@gmail.com. You've got Mary Jackson, who's going to be joining us later on this month to talk the Holy Face Devotion, as well as the Golden Arrow Prayer, and I'm sure current events too as well. But we know how instrumental, from our point of view, it will be in regards to the bringing down of communism. So thank you, Mary, for all that you are doing. And listen, we also have to make mention of Chris Gagne, inviting all Catholics and those like mine. Please remember those who have gone before us. He's promoting the book Don DeLindo's The Afterlife too as well. So let's get to it on that level. And Joe Blazak in 247rosary.com. Play the traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get signed up for the Wednesday night rosary call program that he's got going on. That is Joe Blazak, by contacting him at pray@247rosary.com. Now, listen, we got that $10 video package. It's the only change that I have over the last few weeks here at TrackHead8. So all the video content is now behind a $10 paywall, folks. But I get you all the video interviews going back to 2019. The Sunday night live chats, the latest being with Joel Skousen. He considers himself the original prepper. Many of you have seen him on Alex Jones and some of these other bigger name shows. We're fortunate enough to get Joel about 2 or 3 times a year. But that was a great show this past Sunday night. And this upcoming Sunday night is going to be Sir Charles Couillaume. Don't want to miss that. We haven't had him on the show in about 3 or 4 months, and we'll get caught up with him. And don't forget, you got all the web conferences too now, so sign up for that video package today. Having said that, we're ready for Terrell now. Terrell, are you going to lay the Dark Star report on us first?
Okay. Let's get you caught up. Haven't talked to you in about a month on what's going on. I'm sure you have a lot of questions on what's going on with a financial meltdown that has been apparently staved off, but not really. So we'll get into that. So since I've talked to you last, by the way, this is a video that's being made as you were giving, as you were speaking just now. I went through a lot of pictures, survivor-related, solar panels, all types of things. Seeds, that's where I'm focusing on right now. And so if you go to terrell03.com at my website, I'm pointing to it right now, and then if you go to my website and you go down to the video section, then this, I'm going down there right now, this, by the time you see this, this is going to be added right here to these links, and you guys can go through the video with me. I'm going to do my best, kind of new at doing this, and so I will be pointing out things as we go, showing you images. Right now I'm showing you the 2020 2023 chart, 2022 chart. 22 is up here. We just started the 2023 Earth orbit cycle relative to the black star. And that's whenever we reach the 90 degree angle relative to the black star. Have that diagram up here right now. We reach this line, golden line, in February. Now we're moving toward the black star, greater potential for large magma earthquakes. Focusing in here, we're moving through a 93 day earth change uptick period that is going to culminate. Everything's going to come together. We're going to be nearest to the black star on May 29th, 2023. We're either going to have a geological pole shift, a series of them, over 90% of the population will be wiped out, or we're going to have another large earthquake event like last year, 7.2 Peru. That was May 26th. The year before that, it was 7.3 China. They were all predicted in advance. If you go to the website, then you will see that there's a long string of earthquake events down here on the Black Star event timeline. I'm showing it to you right now. You can see the crossing event. The projected date right now is May 29th, 2023. Last year was Peru. You can see all the quakes on here. China. And just keep going back in time and you'll see Fukushima from this investigation started January of 2011. And all these quakes, near side and backside, were predicted in advance. Pretty easy to do once you begin seeing the pattern. What I'm looking at right now, switching back from the website, is the numbers. And the 7 magnitude earthquakes, see a pile of them in week 46 and 47, and then again with what happened in Turkey in week 50. This is part of the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon because of the superplume that is growing out of control inside of the Earth mantle transition zone. I showed you the images of that. That's the superplume that I'm pointing to right now, the Horn formations, the Boeing-Siberia corridors. And now it has grown until it has filled the entire Earth mantle transition zone. What that means is it is growing and pushing outward. These Horn formations, like this one I'm pointing to, pushing outward and causing the Earth diameter to grow, separating the tectonic plates. So if you go to the website, you'll see the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon video over in the black star section, and then you'll see the week the Earth stood still. That video was recaptured from the YouTube channel that was taken down. There's a group of videos there. If you watch, you'll understand more about what's going on. Ultimately, this, I'm showing the United States and the X's where there are no safe zones. This is what the elite know. This is something coming from space. You're living in a 2012 Deep Impact movie that's real, and they're using the plandemic as their command control mechanism. There's going to be a plandemic too, so don't be lulled to sleep. And the most important video that I've ever made is at the website. It is right at the top of the page. I'm pointing to it right now. Special report biological weapon warning video. Because most everybody, if you're not keeping nano silver in your system and the sodium borate in your system, chances are you've been infected with a herald strain of the binary biological weapon, and you've been transfected by the components of the biological weapon vax. And all they're waiting for now is activation. So that's, if you're not prepared for that, then, well, like Paul says, 1 Thessalonians 5, the destruction is going to come suddenly, like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. And so this is the unzipping phenomenon I'm pointing to in the 7 magnitude earthquakes. And we're still missing, well, it's not quite half now, of the 7 magnitude earthquakes for the last 3 years. We're having a run now of this number, what is it, 13? At least one of the 6 magnitude earthquakes. We began the new pattern up here. You saw the zeros. If you're following my reports, you see all these zeros that popped up. Now we're on a steady run of at least one, which we did last cycle for 51 consecutive weeks. And I do believe that's a record. We'll see if that continues. Then over here in the 5 magnitude earthquakes, then we had green, that is below 30 events, long for a while. We were having mostly greens. Now we're back into the reds. Again, that's 30 or more. We had 39 last week, just didn't quite catch it this week. We hit 28. But with the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes, then we had lots of greens. That's below 300. That's what's been going on now for the last 2 weeks. than we've had red values. 390, that's the biggest number that we had. 398 whenever we had the turkey quakes. That was in week 50. That was in early February. And we had 390 this week. We didn't have a 7-magnitude earthquake. We haven't had one since Turkey. So this 390 was part of the electromagnetic jolt that was predicted in advance. So we've turned the corner on the black star. We're moving toward it now. We're going to go through an earth change uptick period. The big change that was projected for February the 15th, whenever we got beyond outside orbital position, pardon me, that was in on February 25th, my apologies. Then we expect to see a big change, which we saw with China becoming part of the narrative for the World War III. That stepped everything up. And now you're seeing more belligerent activity, more saber rattling between China and the United States and NATO. That is going to continue to accelerate as we're moving forward. And we are seeing changes with the economic crisis, that the global economy is going to come down when the House of Rothschild says so. We know that. And it's in the process of happening right now. That's why at the very beginning, when you started speaking, then I was pointing to the Miles Franklin, and their phones are ringing off the hook. They're taking orders through the night. They're going to run out of silver. They're going to run out. And it looks like pretty soon, but you've been in an opportunity window last week. Prices were at 20, and then now they're 22. So they jumped. For every monster box you had, it gained $1,000 worth of value in the last week. And that kind of trend is going to continue, and then there's going to be no availability. So everybody's warning about it. If you're not aware of it, that's why I'm pointing out Miles Franklin, Dan at Miles Franklin. Go to the website and in my newsletter, and I'm going to update it on the website today. His cell number is going to be there, and he's a workaholic, really, really sharp guy. Dan is a guy that I use, and you can call him 7 days a week, and he'll give you service. And so May the 29th is the next critical date that's coming on the timeline. The thing to realize is that the elite, they're working in 30-day increments. So the 25th of February is whenever this started, this current, what's happening. And it's going to go until March the 25th. We're going to pass through a threshold there. The elite have a 90-day before May 29th plan that they're executing right now. Then they're going to have a 60-day and then a 30-day plan. As we cross those key marker positions, you're going to see the narrative switching and things going to a higher pace. So they are bombarding you right now with so much information to make your head spin. And they're trying to gaslight you to make you to give up so you accept their belief system. They're distracting so that you will not look up to see what's coming from space and realize that you're living in a 2012 movie. And if you keep your money in fiat dollars sitting in the bank, you're going to get burned. And what's moving forward, I highly recommend that you get your resources into survival-related commodities. Talk to your financial advisor. Of course, I'm not doing that for you, but I can provide your threat assessment and help you with contingency planning. Go to the website and just subscribe. It's only $50 a year. And then you can write to me, and I'll correspond with you and help you be on the right track. That's what I have to share with you for the Black Star Report.
All right, I'll break down some of the latest specific headlines here. Major nor'easter that transpired here over the last day or so in the Northeast. We didn't get too much of it here in Ohio, but apparently in some areas, some heavy, strong winds, coastal flooding. I think some areas got their power knocked out. And then on the opposite side, you got flooding in Central California, even snow happening in Southern California, right? Very, very unusual. Yeah, almost 1 million Californians now without power due to this atmospheric river. That was just from yesterday. We got major and deadly landslides hitting Manaus, Brazil. Tropical cyclones Judy and Kevin has, as of right now, affected 80% of Vanuatu. You've got over 190 fatalities, 33,000 displaced by tropical cyclone Freddy in Malawi and Mozambique. You had a large tornado hitting this one area in Saudi Arabia, which was very rare. You had a 6.3 earthquake hitting New Guinea region. Again, I'm reading all this off of watchers.news. They do a good job of updating this stuff daily. Watchers.news, SOT.net, strengthsounds.org are also three websites that you could use as a resource. But having said that, Taro, let's stay on the economic side more here right now, because that's obviously the hot topic. How long do you think we have until we roll over into CBDC? Is this something more imminent from your viewpoint? Is it still years away? Break this down a little bit more.
Yeah, you got to the end. That's where all this is heading, is the central bank digital currency. The Fed is working with the corrupt administration and the Congress, the uniparty Congress. They're playing good cop, bad cop. There are no good guys. And with the global elite, the global banks cartel, the global military industrial complex, et cetera, to destroy the U.S. dollar. And this is going to happen very rapidly, even though some can't quite see what's happening. But I have an article pulled up. You can find it at Zero Hedge. Peter Schiff, 2023 financial crisis has begun. It's already started. What's happening? They just have put a Band-Aid on this thing. But this Band-Aid is very deceiving in the way that this works. So Peter Schiff, I listened to 55 minutes and 43 seconds of it so far. I had to stop to prepare for you. But Peter Schiff, I've been following him for a long, long time. And he's called this right, I believe, the way that I would describe everything. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but the way the Fed has opened it up is pay window. That's the part that you're not really seeing on the mainstream media, is they are covering debts they should not be covering. This is going to cost $10 trillion. What the Fed's doing is going to cost $10 trillion. But they're going to put this Band-Aid on it, this problem. The collapse should be happening right now. It's not happening because the Fed has opened up the window. So for example, just in brief, what they've done is these 2%, 3% loans they've been making for a long time. Then what the Fed's allowing people to do, these bankers to do, is to take that paper and bring it to them, and they're going to pay them off with money they're creating out of thin air. This is going to create inflation like you just way worse than it is now. But it's going to postpone the official collapse until they want it, the official collapse to happen. So you know they have the central bank digital currency pilot program running. It's already running right now. That's what they're going to push everybody into. And they're given the illusion that the little banks are okay, and they're not. They're not okay. The whole bunch of banks are going to go under for a variety of reasons, because of the venture capital, which you've heard about, and because of the treasury. It looks like the banks are going to get out of this treasury problem, this bond problem, because they're opening up the Fed pay window. It looks like this, to me, is going to go on the Fed off balance sheet. It's going to be the one that we don't see. It looks like they're going to put the debt on the unfunded liabilities, is what they're going to try to do to paper everything over, when in reality, they're printing just as fast as anybody they've ever done in history. At the same time, Biden's weak. And at the same time, China is going all around the world being the peacemaker and gathering nations into BRICS. That's not being talked about. And that's the economic alliance and the military alliance that is more important than the economic alliance. So all these nations are in line to join BRICS at the same time that the raising of the interest rates on the dollar is killing nations, because they're having to hold the reserve currency, which means when they have to buy our currency, that is appearing to be weak, even though it's worthless. It looks strong because of the raising of the interest rates. These little nations have to spend more of their little currency to buy the dollars. And so China's saying, hey, forget the Americans. Forget about the reserve. You can get oil from BRICS, which is Russia, and just don't even pay the Americans. Just come over here and take the reserve dollars that you have and buy gold with it and join us. That's what's happening behind the scene. For that, I recommend Andy Scheckman. He sees it as well as anybody over at Miles Franklin. And that's the people that I work with, is Miles Franklin people. So I'm showing you this. I highly recommend you listen to every word of what Peter Schiff is saying. And then Andy Scheckman, listen to what he's saying. And then you're going to see, hopefully you recognize this threat before it's going to wipe people out that's keeping money in the banks. The collapse is going to come very quickly whenever it happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's your updated analysis on the back and forth between the United States and Russia? I think just yesterday, what was it, a Russian jet that ran into one of our drones or something like that? So that's sort of the latest piece of news there. What's the latest you're seeing there?
Yeah, over at the Black Sea, and they're calling it international waters. That it seems like if Russian jets were that close to us here, then it wouldn't, and they were sending drones, highly sophisticated. You know, that wasn't a regular drone. Highly sophisticated. So my question, if I was Putin, would be, what are you using that drone for? The intel is gathering. What are you doing with it? Because this makes the United States a player, a frontline player, right on the front, working with Ukraine. And so, remember that Putin and Biden are both working together. They've been working together. This is all a front. It's a fake war. And what this means is, since February the 25th, they're stepping up the game. They're accelerating everything. Now, China's been supplying whatever Russia needs all along. And if you're not aware, then China and Russia have been building BRICS for 20 years. So they've been joined at the hip. And they're joining this, they're building this giant alliance. Many more of those little nations are already part of BRICS that's not being announced. It's going to be everybody's in BRICS all of a sudden, whenever it happens. All the OPEC nations, OPEC Plus, all of them. And you know, it's the strategy. Get Brazil to get all of South America, get South Africa to get all of Africa. They have Asia, and they don't want Europe, Western Europe, not on the friends list. United States, Canada, not on the friends list. Although, that's officially, it could be that Trudeau has sold us out to China, just like Newsom and Mexico. It could be just the United States is going to be isolated, and Mexico and Canada are going to go into BRICS. Could be, but of course, Canada and Mexico can't stand up and say that at this point. I kind of believe that's what's happening because of the reports of the invasion that's coming from China. So what I'm telling people is, watch the news and the headlines, the keywording of Taiwan, as China is leaning on Taiwan. Taiwan's afraid that China's this and that. That's not really a threat to Taiwan. It's a threat to the United States. China's going to take Taiwan without firing a shot. Because the United States is going to go down. When Project Sandman's executed, every Navy aircraft carrier, U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, is going to be destroyed in a single day. And Biden's going to help that to happen, and our woke-tard military. So the Americans are being set up to be destroyed, kind of the way that Hitler was set up for the Germans to be destroyed by the central bankers of the world. They just pulled the rug right up from under them, wiped them out. Similar deal with the United States. That's about to happen. I hope you guys are prepared for it. Go
Where
ahead.
does the next pandemic fit into the timeline of events? We're talking the spring, summer, winter. It seems like we're getting closer, but where do you have it fitting in?
Okay, so the timing is whenever they say so, like the collapse. It's whenever they say so. The next pandemic, no matter what you're looking at, you're seeing Marburg, you're seeing hemorrhagic fever, and a lot of speculation going on. The next pandemic is going to be the activation of the biological weapon that's already inside of everybody. They're going to activate that using a series of electromagnetic pulses. And so that's why it's really important that you keep nanosilver in your system and sodium borate. The sodium borate is going to make the nanobots inactive. AI will not be able to manipulate them in your body because it's going to eat the nylon-like legs off. And so that's the method, nanosilver in combination with sodium borate for neutralizing that threat. So it's very, very difficult to tell because a specific time. I know what's going to happen with the activation of the biological weapon. The thing is, if the Black Star is coming on May the 29th, is it going to be 30 days before when they do the activation? Is it going to be 60 days before? They obviously didn't do it at 90 days before. Or do we have another cycle? Because if we have a whole another cycle, we got four more quarters, we have 93 days. Marker positions to go through, and they're going to play all this out for a whole nother year, and then the activation is going to come leading up to whenever we do have the geological pole shift. So if the Black Star is coming in May of this year, and we're looking at the destruction that comes suddenly, then I would expect them to activate the biological weapon either at the 30-day or at the 60-day marker positions moving forward. If not, they're going to do it later in the timeline. Because they're not ready to run to the underground arc cities yet. They're going to activate the biological weapon as they are go running to the underground, or running to the underground arc cities. That's my view.
Now, last question here, Terrell, before we do some shameless self-promotion time. Where are you at prepping-wise? Doing anything different the last month, given current events, or what you've been?
Yes. That's what I was showing in these videos, and as you were talking at the beginning, and what I'm showing you right now, this is how much to plant for a year's worth of food for each person. This is, and that's where I'm, that's where I've been since February the 12th. And that is with germinating seeds. And right now, my little, you can see some of my little tomato plants, and I'm growing way more than I think I need. That's what we should be doing. You should be starting your plants if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and start way more than you think you need. So I'm looking at 72 cells here, showing you 72 cells, and see, I'm taking them out of the cells. These are tomato, really good watermelon plants. I got lucky and got a hold of some good seeds, and they are going into these cups, holes cut in the bottom. I'm showing you all that, and that's what I'm doing right now. Also, the that I don't talk a lot about, but if you're getting silver and things, you need to be getting lead. So guns and ammo, things like that. Because I already have done a lot of the other things, I hope you guys are thinking about, you may be insulating yourself with prepping. So I'm insulating myself with prepping, but that doesn't mean the people in your environment are insulated. Mad Max is going to be your neighbors. Mad Max is going to be the people you've been looking at all the time, people looking at your preps. All of a sudden, they're going to go, oh, no, you were right, weren't you? They're going to be coming to your house because you got preps. Well, that's the way things are going to shape up, and all of a sudden, you're going to have to deter that threat. Be very careful about charity because that's going to be seen as weakness. It's like feeding the squirrel out in your yard. Eventually, going to bite you. Eventually, right, yeah. Raccoon or whatever. You think you're making friends with him? Right. Wait until you don't have the food for him one day and see what happens. He's going to crawl right up your leg. Mm-hmm. And so be very, very careful and things like that. So whenever I can refer you back to the beginning of this video, and I was showing you see, those are the seeds. This is the water tank. These are filled, thousands of gallons. This is the pump that does it. This is the backup generator for the lithium batteries that are powered by the solar panels. Okay, this is where the propane tanks have been moved into, these propane tanks that I'm showing you. So I have lots of propane. This is only part of them. I'm not kidding you. This is the building. I'm showing the building process. Backup power. So I've, for my sub panels. And I did this all without working through the power company because they can shut you down. So there are ways of doing these things that I'm showing you. This is the base for the power. This is the screen that was put on to catch the water to rebuild. These are diesel tanks. Diesel tanks. So those are things that I've been doing. And as things go along, right now it's seeds because it's, you know, the end of winter. So after this, I'm building, or out there in the room, I'm building these cabinets to hold more food. In the living room. I'm not kidding you. That's how serious we are about the survival. We know what's coming, and it's going to be terrible. Really, really terrible. So I hope you guys are preparing too.
Yeah, good stuff. As always, Terrell, let's do some final shameless self-promotion time.
Okay. I'm at Terrell03.com. That's my name, Terrell. And this is where you subscribe to the Black Star newsletter and survival group program. It's only $50 a year. If you want to be just a newsletter subscriber, it's just $25 a year. It's the same since 2012. Then you want to upgrade later. That's what this button is for. And then this is the mystery report. You want to see God's wisdom hidden in plain sight. This is my legacy book, The Mystery Explained, 555 pages, 80 color-coded diagrams help you to see God's wisdom hidden in plain sight. Watch the scripture videos, 6 introductory videos. You can get the signed numbered author's copy from me for $100. You can get them as cheap as $36 for a paperback, I believe, if you go to Amazon and other places. But you get it from free, the EPUB version that you can read on your Kindle from me. You can use Zelle and you can use Cash App. You don't have to use PayPal. And this is where you get your interviews. This one here will be posted right here just as soon as I get through here. And then you can get a free newsletter. Just come down here, and I'm about to update this. Mystery Report newsletter. Black Star Report newsletter. Write to me right here at the website. I check that email box every day. It's generally in the morning, 8 to 9. There's a special email address. Once you subscribe for supporters, that email is always filling up. There are pages and pages in there. That's where I spend most of my time because you guys are my supporters. And this is where you can get a hold of Dan, and I'm going to include his cell number right here. That's his direct number at work, but he gave me his cell number. Dan, there's his email address. Just tell him Terrell Croft right there. Everything's right here at the website. And then get your Nano Silver right here. You don't have to be a supporter, a newsletter subscriber. Just you pay for your own shipping and handling. If you once you subscribe, and you can do it for your friends or anybody, just give me the email. Their email. Just give me their mailing address, and I'll get it to them. Everything's priority, and I pay for the shipping and handling. If you're a supporter, I pay for your shipping and handling. And you can order half monster boxes. There's all kinds of options that are down here. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. And if you're a military person and you send me your DD-214, your discharge papers, a copy of something that you're in the military, you're going to get a $50 discount on this half monster box right here. $3,000 worth of Nano Silver for this price minus $50. And here's all the instructions. Here's how to watch the video. Here's the, right here I'm pointing to the webinar from the Dutch lady, really, really smart, on nano silver particles. And this is Todd Callender, his warning video about the activation of the biological weapon. I highly recommend that you listen to him. He has DARPA contacts that's giving him, I believe, not all the information, but a lot of the important information. Todd Callender, that I recommend there. And then that's it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. There you have it, folks. Liz from Terrell. We got to get ready for X-Fed Tommy C, as well as Jim Connett Jr. up next. Until next time, stay safe and God bless.